Welcome to Blondie and the Brit, Writing, Publishing, and Beyond. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEANDBRIT.com. Welcome to Blondie and the Brit podcast. I am Blondie, KJ Waters.
And I'm Suzanne Cowman. I'm the Brit.
And together we're Blondie and the Brit.
Yay!
Woohoo! I am the author of Stealing Time.
And I'm the author of the Rejected Writers Book Club.
Happy holidays!
Welcome to the podcast, our Christmas edition of Blondie and the Brit, Writing, Publishing, and Beyond. We wanted to do something just a little bit different for the holidays because we know that you've eaten your Christmas dinner or you're going to eat your Christmas dinner and you just need something to relax and have fun. So we wanted to introduce you to all the fun that we've had over the last few months with our podcast. So this is our special blooper and behind the scenes, and we would like to share those with you. Let's get started, shall we?
Yes, let's get started, Suzanne. Please guide us on our tour of behind the scenes at Blondie and the Brit.
Okay. So, you know, the first thing that nobody realizes, well, we didn't realize, is that podcasting is a very technical thing. It looks simple, but it's very technical. Some of the things that were hard at the beginning of this was just getting over the learning curve of the technical difficulties. And KJ, God bless her, was our editor for the podcast. Tell us about that, KJ. What was that like?
Well, it was like swimming in mud, I think. It's not very good at any of these things. I started with, I just downloaded the software and jumped right in. I'm okay at technical stuff, but I am certainly not the computer whiz. We've had lots of trouble. The first couple things I edited, I had no clue. There's like 50 buttons up at the top. I'm like, I see the play button. I think that's record. And then I just had no idea. The worst was the time that we recorded Terry Persson. Great interview. Went to save it at the end of the hour-long interview, and it just poof.
Disappeared.
Audacity glitched when it was in the middle of saving it, and there was nothing. I looked through every little square inch of my computer. It was gone.
Yeah. And, you know, and we both sat there so sick. At the beginning, like, who's going to tell him? Do you think he would come back? Oh, my God. He was such a good interview. But then, bless God bless Terry. If we didn't contact him, we eventually got the nerve to do that. And he not only agreed to come back, he came back. So his second interview was so good that we ended up actually splitting it into two. Right, KJ, we're going to hear him twice in the new year.
Very forgiving of our giant flub. And gave us...
But you know, so much of KJ's time at the beginning was just trying to figure out the editing part. I mean, you wouldn't believe how many times people breathe, right, KJ?
Oh, my sweet Lord. Stop breathing, people. Seriously.
There would be a breath sound, or there would be people go, So this next half an hour, we wanted to just give you some of those clips behind the scenes, some of the stuff you didn't hear. And the first section, we're calling this, Can You Hear Me Now?
Yes.
And you should talk a little bit about Can You Hear Me Now, because you were the one that was often trying to connect everybody together, right?
So the interesting thing is we have all this fabulous technology, and we usually call on Skype. And you'd think it would just be as easy as, okay, I'll call you, we have your name, and then I'll call Suzanne. Well, Skype, like, haha, every podcast we're going to do something weird.
Yes, and, we're just waiting for Skype to kick us in the butt at some point during that podcast, right? Because it has echoes, it has all sorts of stuff going on. So this first section we're going to introduce to you is called Can You Hear Me Now?
Are you there, Suzanne? Okay, Suzanne.
Yeah, so Seamus, I have a quick question about that. So how did you go from, you know, do you have a routine that you
Suzanne,
do?
Suzanne,
was it? Because a lot of people have a...
Suzanne's call just fell off. Of course. Let me pause the recording. Uh-oh. Are you there? Okay, I'm adding her. Hopefully it will work.
Yeah, it came up on the screen, so...
Yeah, that's step one. We've had every layer of problem, whether it be Skype or my computer or just...
Can you hear me?
Hey, Suzanne's there.
Yes, hey. We got you.
Yay! We're all together now. That's
awesome.
Good.
Much better. You're out of the tunnel.
I'm actually out of my bunker.
Out of her bunker. Oh, no. pitched.
It's showing to me that you're both on the call, funny enough. It shows both your names.
Yeah, I know. That's the same with here. And then I had dropped call, so I think she got dropped. But I think it's ringing her now. Let's see. Come on, Suzanne.
Huh?
I'm just telling her to get on the dang call.
Hello?
Are you there?
Oh my gosh, we're all connected. Look at that.
Wow. The magic of the internet.
25 minutes.
Oh my gosh, what the heck was that?
I could have driven to our house by now.
This day should be go down in history.
Oh my gosh.
Mark it on your calendars, ladies.
Interesting situations than this. We called, what was it, Bahrain last week?
Yeah, I was telling her about that. Adding him to the group call. See if it worked. Did it work? Are you there, Suzanne? Suzanne, are you there?
Oh, did we lose Suzanne? I can't tell.
Suzanne? She's gone. All right, let me add her back. Hold on.
Okay.
Where is she? The call says it's Caulfield. Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Where did I go? That was weird.
You tell us. You were in Google Plus. Don't lie.
It suddenly went dead. And it said, you have no internet. And I go, yes, I do. You're lying. I have internet. I can see it. My bar.
That's
don't
weird.
You know when you go to Google Plus, you use the buddy system? We'll never find you again.
Yeah, that's what we should have done. We should have all held hands.
Are you there, Suzanne? Are you there, Suzanne?
Hello?
Okay, there we go.
Is that better?
Unbelievable.
I'm recording all this. This is definitely going in the blooper file.
Oh, we've had so many fun with the glitches. It's part of our show now. And the Brit and the bloopers.
The Brit and the bloopers. Yes.
Oh my gosh, they were so funny. That was so fun to hear those again. And you know what? You know, getting connected was just the beginning, because then we had to do the introductions. And so when you're having a conversation, just two of you, it's easy. You're just chatting away. But when you have to remember somebody's name and say it right and get all their awards right and their book names right, I mean, everyone's got such unusual book names. We had some fun with some of those. So let's hear some of those clips. And this is a section we're calling... Who are you anyway? Welcome to Blondie and the Brit, and we are so excited this week. Well, I am, because I get to interview a hero of mine, a woman I work with. This is Andrea Hurst, and she has 25 years experience in the publishing as a published author, development, editing. That doesn't sound right. You don't have 25 years as a published author, have you?
No.
No, I don't know why that's... Okay, I'm going to do that again. I'm so excited to interview Andrea Hurst. She has 25 years in the publishing development and is a skilled... I don't know what that is. I've written down wrong because I know that's not what she is.
Maybe she should introduce herself.
So you know.
All right.
Now you've been a published author for 25 years. And I know you haven't been.
I've been in the publishing business for over...
There you go. That's what we're looking for.
That's the language we need.
I'm going to cross the rest of it. Good job you didn't read it, KJ.
All right, this is July 16th. We're doing a podcast interview with Seamus Gallagher, and he's in Bahrain. Is that right? That's that right?
Bahrain.
Close.
It's Gallagher.
Gallagher. Did I say it right?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so... I'm going to pause, and then I'm going to start the interview. Welcome to Blondie and the Brit podcast. This is KJ Waters. Today we have Seamus Gallagher, and he is in Bahrain. Did I say that right?
Bahrain.
I cannot say it. He is in
Bahrain.
Welcome to Blondie and the Brit. Today we have Martin. Oh, wait. You know what I forgot to do is figure out how to say your last name right.
That's a fair question.
Welcome to the blooper reel, I mean.
Welcome to the blooper reel.
So you just pronounce it Lestraps. If you take the end off at the E, then it becomes phonetic, Lestraps.
Lestraps. Okay. That I can do. Okay. I would have butchered it.
You wouldn't be the first.
Let me try again. Welcome to Blondie and the Brit. Today we welcome Martin Lastrup. I was like, did I say it right? My brain was like...
I'm going to get better than this today,
KJ. No, I'm almost ready.
You didn't, but I wasn't going to stop you.
Stop. Say it again.
Martin, blah, blah, blah,
like Martin, and then I'll just point to you, Martin, and you can say your last name. I'm just kidding.
Right? It's kind of half and half. When I talk to a lot of people from Europe, they always call me by Edward. And when I talk to people that I went to school with and in the industry with, they always call me Edward because that's how they know me. Because back in the day, you weren't allowed to go in and say, my name is Moon Unit 3, and that's what I want to call me. And teachers, so, yeah, oh, yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah.
Moon
Unit 3.
Wow. You can call you Moon Unit 3 if you like.
We could call you during the interview, but I don't think that carries as much weight.
That's my new name now, you know. I don't even want you calling me Prince any longer.
Prince. The artist formerly known as Moon Unit 3.
Yeah.
Your life is so interesting. I didn't even know these things about you. Now, the next thing that we have, we've got connected to the people and we messed up their introduction. And the next thing is all the noises that come up during the interview, and sometimes we don't even know what they are.
So here we have Carly Cullen and the scraping noise we weren't sure about, and she was so in the flow of what she was telling us, we did not want to stop her.
I think she just moved the laptop that she had, but
the scratching noise.
I don't think she could hear it though. Like you think about when you move something, but the sound picks it up.
And so here's a whole bunch of those things that went bump in the middle of the podcast.
For the book that you're sending somebody, and to get 1,000 hits, I mean, I don't know, right?
You know, having to re-sort of familiarize myself with it, which is what would happen if I did the whole manuscript in one hit.
Well, number one, get the book on Amazon. Need it, you know.
What is that noise?
Now he's not putting his mouth on.
What in?
Did you get on your motorcycle or something?
I know. Do you know what? And it's hands-free. I know. I've got the door open. I'm just waiting for the sirens to come. That would
be
handy.
That'll be next.
You can listen to every podcast. Is that right?
Every single one. I love them.
Suzanne.
I know. I'm just turning him off.
Suzanne.
Go away.
You're in the wrong place. She's got like 1,000 cuckoo clocks.
I've got clocks that all sing. Let me go get the other one. See, Saturday. Nobody know. On Saturday, we don't normally podcast, so they didn't know. It's not their fault.
You didn't inform the birds.
I didn't inform the birds or the clocks.
What, do you collect cuckoo clocks or something?
I just got the one, but it's very... Oh. You wouldn't believe how many times on the podcast we have cuckoo clocks there.
I am working on a couple different things. I'm getting the bathroom noises.
Yay! Let's get up closer so we can hear more.
You're not going to the bathroom while you're having this conversation.
No. It's everybody around me is doing weird things, and I'm so sorry.
I'd heard these two gals, you know, much like yourselves, that did a podcast, and they were Sarah.
What is that noise? What are you doing over there, Charlie?
I don't know.
That's like an alien or landing or something. Do you
not
hear that?
You use the aliens with you. I can't hear aliens. Just listen to KJ's house.
Must be. That was weird. Okay, if y'all didn't hear that, that was...
No, we didn't hear that. That was just you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead. I'll let you know when they beam me up.
That's it.
You've got to finish the interview, Kaya.
I'm trying to hold on. They're sucking me into their spaceship.
Okay. Oh, and thank goodness Kaya didn't get beamed up and she was there the following week to do the podcast. Oh, that was fun, Kaya, wasn't it?
That was a hoot.
And, of course, as well as the things that we don't know what they are, we have the phones that go off. Everyone's got a different phone chime. And we had a few go off during the podcast, starting with Susan Wingate, who had one that sounded like an ice cream truck.
It was sad, and it was like, look at it. This is where edit this.
Yeah, this is the part.
What we do?
Yeah. Hold on just a second.
It sounds like you've got the ice cream man there. Is
that what that is? Yeah, this is the ice cream man. Don't tell my husband.
Uh-oh, scandalous. We'll have to put that in blooper for sure.
Susan Wingate reveals all.
Reveals her secret affair with the ice cream man.
Uh, that be cold and chilling too?
Only if it's okay, in the ice cream truck.
So the novel has been, you know, it's like people, you hear that from all, you know, people all the time. I was.
Yeah, no, totally. They don't want to. They don't want to be exposed over the internet and that sort of thing.
Is that your phone, Dave?
Yeah, I do apologise.
I thought he's being beamed up to the Enterprise.
That's Scotty, beam me up.
Oh, God,
beam
sorry, me up, Scotty.
I'm out of
our
gun.
Oh, I hope not.
I'm not expecting that from you. And what is your marketing plan as a... Oh, whose phone is that?
Sorry, that was my husband's.
Oh, that's okay. We'll just wait till it ends.
Wow, that's really loud.
All right, so here's the deal. You know the rules. Let me throw my phone across the room for a second because it's buzzing. Sorry. My daughter's texting me. I'm like, this is what I think of your text. It's just that it's buzzing.
Let me throw the phone. There's the rules. Let me throw the phone across the room.
I'm sorry. That was right. Strange. I actually did, though, because I know she's going to text. She's
throw your phone across the room, Martin, and then we start.
I'll do like Susan. Shoulders back. On the floor. You cracked me up. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, hold a second. I got a phone call. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
Suzanne.
I know it's not my phone. I didn't tell you. I don't know. But it was a great question. Hold the question.
You're not in your studio. That's what's going on.
No, I'm not. Here. It's freezing out there.
It's too cold to walk over there.
I'm sorry, guys. It's me today. I'm not the noisy one.
This is an extension. My son is the CEO of Blackstone Radio. You know, and...
What's that music?
It's the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are you going to act for us now? You're going to do like a scene for
me? Wow, you've got everybody there.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp. Oh, my God.
That was so funny. But, I mean, Charlie Love was just a blast. He was an energy all of his own, wasn't he, KK?
He was. He was so much fun. I think my face hurt so bad after interviewing him, just laughing at all his funny stories.
And the funny thing was, when we actually interviewed Charlie on the very first day that we launched, I don't know what we were thinking to do an interview on that day, right? Do you remember, KK?
Yeah, so why don't you
tell people about what happened that day?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so our interview, we're trying to call Charlie to get the interview together, and... My internet completely went down. It never does here. Never. And Dirtville has a lot of things, but it does have good internet and electricity. But I couldn't make a phone call. I couldn't tell Suzanne. I couldn't even call him. And at the same exact time, Podbean went down, which is where we upload all of our podcasts to. So I had loaded the very first three episodes. That's the only time I've ever done three at once. I put them all up. And it glitched, and then it completely crashed. And what I didn't know, as we're recording with Charlie, Suzanne says, tell him what you said to me.
I said, I go, hey, I'm just checking Podbean out while we're chatting. And I go, do you realize that you've uploaded Dave three times? This is the very first interview. Dave Perlmutter. Do you remember? I just remembered this. That with that interview, you actually set it on a timer and it actually launched us a week before it was meant to go. Do you remember that?
Yes, Podbean has this great feature that you can schedule ahead of time, except for it has no connection to reality whatsoever.
It's so, on its own time.
I set it to
Podbean time.
I set it to release Dorinda's interview to release on Wednesday at 12 midnight, right? It launched on Saturday at like 2 in the afternoon, and it told Facebook and Twitter. I'm like, what? Suzanne's like, hi, see, you've launched the podcast. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You launched. It was so funny because it was like, no, I thought something's weird.
She's like, I see you've launched. She was so nice about it too. She was like, what are you doing, you idiot? She was just like, I see that you've launched. I'm like, you must be British or something with your manners. But I was at a friend's house watching a football game with, you know, kids and all these things going on. I'm like, can I borrow your laptop? I had to get on right then to, like, undo that. So he's like, sure. You know, he's logging me onto this thing. I'm just like, oh, this is great for the party. I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, excuse me. I just need to go and unlaunch my, my podcast here. So that was really fun. So this was the same day.
as we launched the very first day was Charlie Love, so he was real fun to have.
Yeah, it was a good
on the show, but it was just a crazy day that day. So that it was just a lot of fun.
Cool. The next thing that happens during our interviews, and not all of them, but we have all these people that are surrounded during their interview by their furry friends who want to get their voice on. So we have several clips of various different critters that peeked into the interview.
Take you upstairs. Let's go upstairs.
I don't hear the dog following. I love it.
Yeah. We're just going upstairs here. That trip on the stairs. Oh, my Lord. Here comes
Christmas. Oh, I can hear the dog.
You did. Yeah. You said there was passion and then there was a cat. Like, she wanted to make sure that we knew how passionate you really were.
That was so cute.
She knows when to chime in. That's for sure.
Perfect. Do you remember that in every single podcast, nearly every single podcast, we had the phantom echo? We'd have to stop recording.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Can we talk about that?
We would actually, I don't know what it was, but Skype somehow has an echo and it would just appear magically. And it's usually during, you know, a very intense moment, someone's talking and you hear them say it and then say it and then say it and then say it and then say it. You know, it's like this.
And then we just have to stop them and say, hey, we got the phantom echo. Just give us a minute. It will clear.
Yep.
And I always got this impression that maybe it was like NASA or something. It was like a satellite passing past Mars or something.
Yes,
really big.
That's probably what it was. But yeah. So yeah, here's a couple of those lovely echoes for you.
Okay, is that better?
A little bit, yeah. I echo on your, when I talk, I echo in your thing. Why is that?
Well, I had my external speakers on.
Ah.
Okay, is that better?
A little bit, yeah. I echo on your, when I talk, I echo in your thing. Why is that?
Well, I had my external speakers on.
Ah.
And that makes a difference. So.
Okay. Well, good. It sounds good now. Suzanne, can you hear all right?
Yeah, that sounds good. It was very echo at the beginning. It was like something from a different dimension.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is always such an adventure. We never know what's going to happen. I've got some feedback on this end. Is that you, KJ?
I don't know. Is it me? Is it me?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Is it me? The great thing about doing a podcast, Steve, is if we hit any of those problems, we can just stop the interview because KJ can then edit it out.
Yes.
Okay. So at any point you can't hear or you don't get, just say, I didn't get that. Don't worry about saying that because we just edit that stuff out.
Yeah.
So if I make an ass out of myself, we can just edit it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll just, it might be a short interview when you come to listen to it.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hello, Steve. Yes. Goodbye,
Steve. It's been nice talking to you. Thank you for the... No. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
You're so funny.
All right. Go on, then.
Well, that was the echoes. And this last bit is just the pieces that we couldn't fit into an interview because of time constraints, but we thought were worthy of the blooper reel.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Are you ready? Are you recording yet?
Yes, I'm recording now. So whenever you
want. Okay. Hi, this is Dorinda Jones. Join me on Blondie and the Brit for advice on writing and publishing and all your writing needs.
That's right. Well, see, the first time you just, or your brain is getting a hold of it. The second time your mouth will cooperate. So
okay.
Go ahead and try that again. Excellent. All right.
Well, ding, ding, ding. You are the winner of a 1919 Floor Explorer. You get it.
Oh, thank you. That was fun.
You have to go to Seattle to pick
Washington
it up.
Washington State and pick it up. I need a tow truck.
I knew I wouldn't win something really good.
Oh, we're just starting out. Yeah, come back with us in a few years. We may have better prizes.
There you go. You could write your whole book. Like, instead of being the crazy lady that reads things and writes things on the treadmill, you could be the who talks to us out for the treadmill.
Oh, can you imagine at the gym, you over there, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. That was so awful.
And somebody next to you is going, what is she talking about?
What the hell is wrong with that lady?
They would cart you away thinking you're insane.
I think they would. You'd have to have your
thinking
home.
If you wrote horror. Could you imagine if you wrote horror?
Or sex. I mean, seriously. Oh, God, that's so awkward. If you had your own treadmill at home, you could be as crazy as you wanted. That would work.
Right. Crazy as you wanted. There you go.
You should go to the gym, though, and start dictating a sex scene or a horror scene just to annoy everybody. It'd be so funny.
That might gather a crowd.
Oh, what book? It could be a good promotional tool.
Hand out little cards. Okay, here it's going to be out soon.
Tell me your website on it.
Oh, go to my website, right.
Will the people crowd around you?
Yeah. It depends how I read the sex scene. I might get a crowd. You just never know.
Oh, yeah, there's not many sex scenes in my book. That wouldn't get much of a crowd.
Where are your I can't even speak. Let me try that. That's like what's that little pig guy at the end of the Warner Brothers? Okay. Welcome to Writing, Publishing, and Beyond with Blondie and the Brit. I'm here with Suzanne Kelman, and we're about to interview David Perlmutter. But first, I wanted to ask Suzanne about her week. Tell me what have you been... I can't even talk. I'm going to try that again. Oh, my God, what a doofus. Suzanne.
What am I talking about?
Well, you...
Is that sort of editing? Would that be the kind of editing where you'll see a timeline that's not right or a name that's not? Does that fall into critique editing?
Yeah, anything with critique, you know, it can be.
Okay. We actually keep that up on our website for a month. Our beauty and the beast. Every week it becomes something different. This podcast.
See, it keeps bringing up like it was. What was it, Brit and the Twit once? She called
and
it
the
that.
Twit. We became Brick and the Twit.
Brick and the Twit.
Oh my God. You know, I was just going to say, it's going to be on the, it'll be on the website for a month.
Right, and that leads us into Suzanne's next question. Sorry, Suzanne.
Which is, what is a common mistake?
I can't believe we've had about 6,000 listens on our podcast since October 1st. This has been a great 6 months. We've been doing this for 6 months. I know we've only been on the air since October, and it's because of all of you listening and your shares and everything that has made our show so successful. We thank you from the bottom of our heart and wish you a very happy holiday season.
We'd also like to thank our authors who, without them, we would not have a show. That is Graham Ing, Andrea Hurst, S.J. Herman, Carly Cullen, Evan Marshall, Sharon Anderson, Seamus Gallagher, Jerry Walker, Munir Bello. We also had Dave Perlmutter, Susan Wingate, and Dorinda Jones. Thank you all.
Thank you to Terry Persson and Martin Lestrap. They will both be on our show in this coming year.
Who, without, if we didn't have, we would not have a show. And each of them brought their distinct personality. They brought their incredible insight. They shared an hour with us. And I feel like all of them are friends now. It was amazing, just that hour with them. Our incredible first 2 months of podcasting. We're so excited. We've had so much fun. And we can't wait to see where it's going to go. We're excited. So please join us in the new year as we keep looking for new people to talk to and find more interesting things, you know, air for you guys to really help with your process. And we'd love to hear from you. So please be in touch with us.
Look us up on our website. You'll hear that at the very end of the podcast. It's a place you can email us comments. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. Appreciate everything that you've done for us to help us. And please keep following, tell your friends, and give us topic ideas and authors if you're interested.
So happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays from Blondie and
can we
the
sing?
Oh, God. No, you can sing. I don't sing in public. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEANDBRIT.com.